Farmers, consumers benefit from ethanol. Thanks, everyone, for being with us. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday in Nashville, Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander took part in a check presentation ceremony with USDA's Rural Development as they awarded ethanol grain processors of West Tennessee a $150,000 grant to assist with the development and operation of their new ethanol plant.
This announcement today should mean higher crop prices for Tennesseans, Tennessee farmers, and lower fuel prices for Tennessee drivers. That's what we're talking about today.
Senator Alexander says we can all help to lower our energy consumption by being more conservative. And he says this 100 million gallon ethanol plant that would be located in Obion County would help to lessen our demand on foreign oil.
We need to make some major changes in energy in this country, and this helps keep gasoline prices lower. If you look around the country today, the price of ethanol per gallon is less than the price of gasoline. It's not a complete substitute. It's a part of a solution to the problem, but every little bit helps.
Well, another point that the senator was proud to be a part of with this presentation is that out of the some 380 applications for these USDA value-added grants from all over the country, this one was at the top of the list. Rural Development State Director Mary Ruth Tackett says it's easy to see why.
And I can't say enough about the impact that ethanol grain processors is going to have, because it's going to mean more for our farmers. We're going to get more for the corn, and we're also going to be able to turn that into an alternative fuel source for everybody. So it's a win-win situation, and it will have a tremendous impact on our communities in West Tennessee.
Now, ethanol grain processors, which hopes to start construction of their plant within the year, will be looking to utilize 36 million bushels of corn a year with an estimated local economic impact of $276 million. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.